we talked to Tom last week, and he said you don't describe yourself as a West Coast guy. I guess how do you describe yourself as, in your offensive philosophy?
Well, you know, West Coast, most teams in the league have West Coast principles built into their offense, and we'll be one of them. But, you know, we're going to be an offense that we're going to have an identity, first and foremost. You know, we're going to be sound, smart, and tough. We're going to be committed to discipline and poise. And at the end of the day, we're going to hang our hat on the fundamentals.
Coach, I mean, obviously you come from Green Bay and you worked under McCarthy for a long time. How much do you think you're going to take from him and it's going to look like that, and how much maybe you think it's going to have your own twist on it?
Well, right now what we're doing is we're upstairs, and all the offensive coaches and Coach Coughlin are sitting in there, and we're going through the nuts and bolts of thing. Obviously, we want to have a sound foundation, and we feel we have that, and at this point, we're starting to build what we're going to look like. But, you know, every offensive system is its own living, breathing organism, and at the end of the day, you have to make sure you're flexible enough, so it depends on what type of personnel you feed it to what it's going to look like, and it's a little early to know what we're going to look like right now. The roster, you know, we're just in the beginning phases of what the roster is going to look like.
How difficult is that? I mean, you could have any number of players at different positions and coming in and out in free agency. Is it hard to kind of wrap your mind around how you envision this offense when you don't even know who the players are going to be?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, it's important that, you know, the offensive system here with the Giants has been in place for a long time. And the offensive system that I'm coming from, I've been in for 10 years. So with those two systems being in place as we merge them together and build towards the future, we'll be multiple enough to use any type of personnel.
How much, if any, input does Eli have in this, and how much do the rules kind of limit that from being the case?
Well, we're going to put in a system. We're going to install it. At this point in time, you know, we're going to abide by the letter of the law as far as the rules go. And, you know, as we get going here on the 21st of April, we're going to start to put the system in, work through the system. And as Eli gets his hands on it and has a chance to get comfortable with it, we'll make tweaks here and there. And really, as the off season and training camp goes on, every offensive system tailors towards the strengths of the starting quarterbacks and what he does well and what he doesn't do well in the pass game and fits the runs in. And again, the runs are, you know, directly related to the runners. And at the end of the day, again, your system is built around your personnel, not the other way around.
And, Coach, how important is it to have some stability at quarterback? And do you see any similarities between Eli and Aaron?
Well, that's, you know, working with Aaron, I haven't worked with Eli, so that's hard to say. But I do know this, you know, they're both Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks. They're both highly motivated and highly competitive. And I'm excited to be here and excited to work with Eli.
What was your conversation like with Eli? I mean, I believe you spoke to him once, maybe twice, during the interview process. What did you come away with that thinking, and what was your impression?
You know, I met Eli about a year ago. We had the Pro Bowl. I think it was last year, yeah. We had him in the Pro Bowl out there. We spent a little bit of time together out there. Again, it's not too rigorous of a routine, but came away with a great impression of him. And talking to him on the phone and having a chance to, you know, sit down with him and just talk to him here a little bit of facility without going into too much detail. Have a great, you know, I'm very fond of him, obviously, watching him play. There have been some high-profile games between the Packers and the Giants over the years, and he's played very well in those games.
Ben, obviously a big focus for Eli this season will be on whether he can improve off of a pretty down year, a lot of interceptions. questions. When you look at what he did last year, do you see that as something that a new system can fix, or did he fall into, you know, bad mechanics or bad habits or anything that need tweaking?
Well, first and foremost, we hang our hat on fundamentals, and that's going to be the focal point. That's the first thing we're going to address. The second thing is we want to take care of the football. Taking care of the football is the biggest factor in winning and losing games. Fundamentals can help you there. At the same point in time, you know, everybody in the offensive side of the ball needs to play better. And with that being said, you know, everyone comes in with a clean slate. You know, it's going to be a new operation on offense. There are new, there are some new coaches in place. There are some coaches who've been here who are in different spots. But at the end of the day, everyone has a clean slate. That's how we're going to start, and that's important for the players to know that. Also, you know, when you win in this league, the quarterback gets a lot of credit and gets too much credit. When you don't play so well and you lose in this league, the quarterback gets a lot of blame and probably too much blame, but that is the nature of the beast.
Ben, John Mara, after the season, said that this offense was broken. When you looked at this offense, when you're studying it for the last, you know, 5-6 weeks, was it a broken offense?
I know that the offense here in the past has had a ton of success. Last year, they didn't play as well as they would have liked. At the same point in time, it's important for everyone to understand that we're going to move forward, we're going to learn from the past, and we're going to work so that that doesn't happen again.
Coach, how important is the screen game to you guys in rebuilding that? I'm sure you had an opportunity to see that here with the Giants that, you know, they admittedly, you know, had major struggles with that. It seemed to be a really big part of what you guys did when you were in Green Bay. So how important is that to you to rebuild this offense and to have that sort of weapon?
We're definitely going to spend time in the screen game. You know, it's something that'll be a focal point in each install. We'll have different types of screens, whether they're sidewalk screens or hash screens and so forth and so on, just like everybody else in the league. But at the end of the day, it comes down to fundamentals and guys getting enough repetitions at them where they're productive.
When you look at the roster as it's comprised right now, and how important is this, and how much do you think you need a running back that is out of the backfield as a pass catcher?
First and foremost, you know, the runner needs to be able to protect the quarterback. He also needs to be able to run with the ball in his hand and do that well. You'd like to have a complete back. Ideal to have a guy who's functional out of the backfield catching the football, but at the end of the day, if they can't protect the quarterback, they're going to have a hard time getting on the field.
Anything else for Coach McAdoo?
Ben, how confident are you in all this? I mean, obviously this is the first time you're going to be an offensive coordinator, first time calling plays. That's a lot to handle for a relatively young guy. You know, what's your confidence level like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm confident. I feel, you know, I've been groomed for this position. It's something that we train our coaches and our quarterbacks for, and we've done it in Green Bay, and something I feel very confident about. I'm excited for the opportunity. But at the end of the day, you know, play calling isn't just about one guy, you know, pulling plays out of a hat. It's, you know, it's a process that you go through during the week. A lot of it has to do with game planning and has to do with ranking the plays in the plan. And it's everyone's involved with it, not just coaches, not just the head coach, but the players as well.
What did you take from the whole process? I mean, you had a head coaching interview as well. What do you take from the whole process of the interviewing and, you know, sort of like your future goals in that regard?
Well, I'll say this. I'm very excited to be here. I think that, you know, being able to come to an organization that is, you know, the class of professional sports, to work in an organization with a future Hall of Fame head coach and a two-time Super Bowl winning QB is very rare. You don't get those type of opportunities. I come from a great place, a great organization, with a head coach that I'm very fond of and players that I have a special relationship and a special bond with. So to leave that, obviously your opportunity has to be something special. And that's what we're looking at right now.
Because you talked about, you know, blocking being sort of the number one priority for a running back in your mind. What do you look for when you're talking tight ends? I mean, that's a position you've coached before. You seem to know very well. You know, you really don't have many guys under contract at that position here. What do you look for, and what are the priorities at that position for you?
Well, you know, a tight end, that's a difficult position to, first of all, to evaluate. They're asked to do a lot of things in this league, you know, whether it's, you know, run block from the backfield, run block in line, out in space, you know, a lot of things in pass protection running routes, whether they're an inline guy, they're in the slot, in the crack, or in the number one slot. They have a lot on their plate. And to me, you know, it was always the best position to coach in this offense, the best position to play, because you have to learn how to do everything and you have to learn how to do it well at a high level. But at the end of the day, you have to find guys that, you know, you have to find players who you can plug in and figure out what they do best and make sure on the field they're doing what they do best.
Ben, I know you said, you know, obviously it's about the system first and then you assess the personnel going forward. From the guys you do have under contract, are there any that, you know, you're really looking forward to kind of getting going in your system and what you think their potential could be in your system?
Well, it's first things first. It's not my system. It's our system here, and we're building it right now. It's But, you know, I had a chance to meet some different guys, you know, going through the building. And, you know, it'll be exciting to go. A lot of guys are in and out right now, so I haven't had a chance to meet a lot of them. You know, Victor, we had over in the Pro Bowl. And Eli, you know, over in the Pro Bowl. It'll obviously be exciting to get going with those guys. Henry Einoski, I'm familiar with. He played at Pitt and, you know, Southern Columbia High School. I've followed him since he was in high school, really. And, you know, a lot of other guys. Reuben Randall, I had a chance to meet yesterday. He's excited to get going. So, you know, just to name a few that I had a chance to talk to. And Chris Snee's been in the weight room a ton, running into him and, you know, Booth and all those guys. So it's been great seeing them, and look forward to get going.
With so many question marks and injuries along the offensive line, something that's a bit of a concern to you, or do you see that as an opportunity to, through draft and free agency, bring in some more help?
Definitely is an opportunity. You know, when the door closes for someone, it opens for another. And there are going to be plenty of guys lined up at the door to get into some open spots if there are any. And we look forward to helping them improve and developing guys and seeing where we can take this thing.